This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's pain-free Friday. Pharrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, a bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show. Got up to do bad. Oh, my friend, then come around, flat to party hoop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Are you with us tonight from New York? It's coming up later, our buddy Rick Tellender of the Chicago Sun-Times join us. Obviously, a lot going on with the Cubs. They made a deal to try to save their season. Can they catch the Brewers? Will they ever come to life? The World Series champs have been chumps so far. And we'll hook up with Rick here in about 13 minutes. So the big story, obviously, is they finally wrapped up the nonsense of the four-day overdone piece of beef, otherwise known as Mayweather-McGregor. They went to London and had their fourth consecutive just disaster with all of their profanities and vulgarities and racial slurs and now homophobe remarks from Mayweather. But I find it interesting, Mafia, that suddenly now everybody's all bent out of shape about Mayweather calling McGregor an F, if you will, and a hoe. But nobody had a problem with him dropping all of his racial slurs this week in L.A., Toronto, New York. But now all of a sudden they're worried about Mayweather calling him gay slurs. It's now all of a sudden everybody's bent out of shape. Nobody cared about the racial stuff. Like, you can't have one and the other. You can't say Mayweather's an awful human being, but that's this other scum isn't. Like, it's so funny. This guy, let me just elaborate. This guy, McGregor, is so funny. He's just the filthiest guy, right? Is he not, Mafia? How repulsive was he in the four press conferences?
It was terrible. I mean, he was doing his typical stuff where just every other word's a curse word, but then, you know, like you said, he took it up a notch with the Dance For Me Boy that people all, half people were explaining away, saying, oh, no, that's not racist. He didn't mean it. He was shadow boxing. Then the next day, he proves he's not racist by using a racial stereotype on himself. I mean, it's just bad. It gets worse.
And then today, he's sending out pictures of him with his little baby son in his arms, saying how blessed he is.
Right, like, oh, yeah, I'm a great guy. I have a kid.
Yeah, I Jesus has blessed me with a baby. So I have it all going for me. I'm blessed, and I'm so lucky to have a child in my arms. What a great example I've set for him with my behavior the last 4 days. Like, who are you kidding? He's a phony. They all are. Mayweather's a phony. He's a phony. The whole thing was phony. That's just all there is to it. All I care about, do you understand? These guys are fighters. One of them's an MMA fighter. One of them's a boxer. Now they're going to fight August 26th at the T-Mobile in Vegas, sans any problems, injuries or otherwise, illnesses, someone ends up in jail, whatever. You never know what's going to happen. But basically a little over a month from now, they'll hook up in Sin City, and allegedly we'll be there. So now you're telling me, Mafia, that he won again? So he went 3-1 against him in press conference. All that matters is the fight. That's all that matters. All this other stuff doesn't matter.
Right, doesn't matter if he goes 3-1 in the press conferences if Floyd goes like 7-5 in the rounds.
So then they gave him, let's see. So 10-9 Mayweather on the Brooklyn stop, and then 10-9 Mayweather after that. Oh, this is the combinations that they're having these experts score the press conferences. And then in London at SSC Arena Wembley, McGregor 10-8, according to Okamoto, Dan Rafael, 10-8 McGregor. So bottom line is, 10-8 McGregor, and then he had it 10-8 McGregor. They both had it 10-8 McGregor. So in the end, overall, they both had McGregor winning the press tour. Except there's a fight August 26th is all that matters. So how ridiculous is that? So here's the remarks of the Barclays. The stop was horrific on all accounts. The worst promotional event I have ever seen. This is what Okamoto said. And then Rafael, I traveled all the way to New York for that. Mayweather's game was weak. He called McGregor a B over and over. Boring. And then London, one day after he completely bombed in Brooklyn, McGregor bounced back with his best performance. It was his birthday today. He's at his best when he's not trying too much, whatever that means. He blamed the impending destruction of Mayweather's legacy on his manager, Leonard Ellerbe, and then roasted Espinoza again, who did one of the worst things you can do to a combat sports news conference, wear a look that lets everyone know the insults are getting to you. 6 weeks, I sleep this fool, he says. Mayweather was boring, according to Okamoto. And then Rafael said, it was still profane giving Mayweather the double middle finger as he made his way to the boxing ring where this tour's stop took place. McGregor rubbed Mayweather's bald head. It was surprising that he made physical contact. Fans chanted, pay your taxes, which is stale. How pathetic is it that they're, like, ranking it? Really? (855) 212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. So one good thing we have going for us tonight is that baseball's back. Can you believe it, Mafia?
Finally. I can. You know, the most boring week gets slightly less boring, I guess. I mean, even though I'm not a huge baseball fan anymore, just having games going on makes it a lot better.
So finally some baseball after the All-Star break ends. Here's what I got going on for you tonight. A Mets blowing out the Rockies, bottom 8, 12-2. Cubs 8-6 on the Orioles, bottom 6. And Baltimore, Cards, Pirates 2-2, bottom 9 at PNC in Pittsburgh. Yankees up 4-3 on the Red Sox at Fenway, bottom 8. Jays lead the Tigers 4-1, top 8. Dodgers up 6-4 on the Marlins, bottom 9. D-backs have taken the lead 3-2, top 8 in Atlanta. Seattle 4-2 on the White Sox, south side of Chicago, top 7. Brewers 9-6 on the Phillies, bottom 6. Astros 10-4 over the Twins, bottom 4 in Houston. Rangers Royals 3s in the 6th. Indians A's underway, scoreless. Rays Angels scoreless underway. Giants Padres scoreless. And the Nationals beat the Reds 5-0 behind Gio Gonzalez, who improved to 8-4 with a 2.66 ERA. Federer's back in the final. He'll face Cilic for the crown. It's always Federer on the grass, isn't it? Just like it's Nadal on the clay. Your boy Michael Floyd suspended the first four games of 2017 without pay for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. Of course, he was arrested for extreme DUI in Arizona in December, asleep at the wheel. That was a great video. The guy, since he left Notre Dame, has been a good receiver, but nothing but problems with the booze. I don't care what anybody says. That guy's had multiple problems with alcohol. He's an alcoholic, in my book. Exper Simmons going to the Magic. Jesus, how do you leave? No offense, Orlando, I love you, but how do you leave the Spurs for that gig? Seriously. CP3 says that he and Harden are going to be great together. They're going to help each other. They're going to get it on. We got a lot going on tonight, Mafia. It's crazy on a pain-free Friday. Melo committed to being traded despite the fact that the Knicks have a new GM in Perry, the guy that they got from Sacramento. The Cubs still after Sonny Gray, even after they got Quintana. We told you last night the Dodgers have inquired about Zach Britton. We'll see if that comes to fruition at all. Now they're saying Doc Rivers doesn't work hard in Lipstick City. Brandon Marshall says, I wouldn't have survived an entire season with the 2017 Jets. So Sandy Alderson said that Tebow will not be called up at any point this year. He's got like an 11-game hitting streak. Hit a walk-off home run the other night. There you go. And the Scottish Open avoiding Trump. They don't want to play there. Is that what it is on his golf courses in Scotland? 855-212-4227.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Rick Talenter of the Sun-Times in Chicago, he's not going to miss that concert, are you?
Oh, I'll be there in the front row.
How you been, buddy?
Your plug's in.
Hey, so let me ask you, primarily, I want to find out tonight what's wrong with the Cubs. So I'm sitting here looking at Zobrist having a big night tonight against the Orioles, and they're up in late innings, 8-6, something like that. And he's 2-for-3, couple runs, couple RBIs. And he's got like a no-trade clause, and he's been a disaster this year. After last year, he was so great for him. I kind of want to go through a lot of the reasons why they have been so flat. And you've sat and watched this whole thing unfold. And a lot of these big performers from their world championship have been massive letdowns.
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, you hit it on the head. Zobrist was the MVP of the World Series last year. You know, don't forget that. And so you expect a lot from a guy like that. Now, I got to tell you, over the All-Star break, he was an All-Star last year, but he wasn't this year. And he and his wife, who's this country singer with long blonde hair who sings the national anthem or the seventh inning stretch or God Bless America, different things at Wrigley Field quite often. They went off on a like a love quest or something, and you were not allowed to I mean, nobody knew where he was. He didn't leave any forwarding message, mail or anything like that. So obviously it worked.
What?
Yeah. There you go.
What are you talking about?
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. This is for real. I mean, it was something like at love again or something like that. I mean, it's just
what?
You know, hey, it's with his wife, you can do anything you want to do, and they went off, and apparently they had, I guess, 3 days of professionalized hanky panky. He came back full of ready to kick some butt, right?
So you're telling me this is like just now he did this, and now he's come out of it and he's on fire?
I mean, you do the math.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Maybe he should do that more often. So let's go back to the Quintana deal. Yeah. And how they were able to, frankly, well, I mean, I know they gave up a big prospect for him, but how did they manipulate the White Sox to giving him Quintana, it seems like to me, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but he's been on the trading block for, you know, at least half a year. Everybody knew that. The White Sox have openly stated that they're, quote, rebuilding, which, you know, I equate to tanking for a while, which the Cubs did so successfully for 3 or 4 years and won a World Series afterwards. So everybody, it seems like every pro team in Chicago is trying to do this, including the Bulls and the White Sox and the Bears. But at any rate, Quintana's been out there the whole time. He didn't start up the season very well, but he's picked it up there the last 3, 4, 5 games. He's been a solid guy. He's been an all-star. He's only 28. And, you know, a lot of people in Chicago feel that the Cubs and White Sox would just not do deals because, you know, no animosity, but you just don't want to be blamed for having given away something to another guy, another team that you're going to see play just, you know, some, what, 71 blocks away, just south and north of you. So there haven't been many deals between the Cubs and White Sox through history, although Sammy Sosa is one of them. But, you know, Quintana is out there, and I think one of the things that may have really sparked this, obviously the Cubs were not playing like world champions. They sent nobody who'd been on the team last year to the All-Star game. Just an incredible thing that I don't believe has ever happened before. World Series champs but sending nobody to the All-Star game. They did send Wade Davis, but he wasn't on the team last year.
Right.
John Lester had a game the other day. He gave up 10 runs in the first inning. And, you know, that's not funny on any level when you think you're a star. And I think that jolted, that really got a lot of people in Chicago just totally disgusted at Cubs fans. And I think Theo Epstein saw that and said, you know, look, we got to jumpstart this whole thing because otherwise we're going to lose all this momentum. Can't figure out what has happened. Nobody is hitting like they hit last year. Nobody is pitching like they pitched last year. Guys are getting hurt. Very few people were hurt last year. Kyle Schwarber was actually sent down to AAA. So, you know, with the White Sox rebuilding, you know, they didn't want to give Quintana away. So they got, you know, the player, Aloy Jimenez. Everybody talks about this powerful 20-year-old who's in the Cubs farm system, and he was, I think, the number 5 prospect from Baseball America, and also number 83 prospect, right-handed pitcher Dylan Cease. They gave those guys up and 2 other minor leaguers, you know, and I don't know who they are. They could be good. Maybe they're not. You know, if you talk about minor leaguers, I can find their names, but what the hell? Who knows?
Hey.
But anyway, Jimenez and Cease are the 2 guys.
Right.
And Rick Hahn, the GM for the Sox, demanded Jimenez. That was a deal breaker. So it was just once he was, once Theo said, okay, we'll give him up, then they threw in the other guys. And, you know, Cease might be a good pitcher. I don't know. But, you know, last year everybody thought that Soler was going to be this great power hitter 2 years ago, you know. And turns out, I don't know, he wasn't great. I remember Felix T.A. or we used to go Felix Ty. That's his spell, T.I. T.I.E. You know, you don't know about young guys. And what the Cubs do know, they had to do something right now. And it seems to, at this moment, that this trade may work out for both teams.
I have so many more things I want to ask you. I'm not going to let you end this now. I gotta do an update. Can you come back and spend a lot more time with me? Because I want to ask you more about the Cubs, and I want to ask you about the Bulls and the Bears, too. Do you have a little more time for me?
Yeah, I'm just going to read the paper and stuff while I'm on hold.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second, Rick. Rick Talender from the Sun-Times, the great writer, all-time legend on the bench. We'll be back, and we'll talk more of Cubs problems and et cetera.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Rick Talender's the legendary columnist in the Windy City from the Sun-Times. Great paper. It stood the test of time, unlike most of the others that have fallen into the Lake Michigan. So let's go back to the Cubs for a second. I have a million questions I want to ask you, so be ready. In other sports, just I want to finish with the Cubs, though. So Schwarber, they send him down. There were people actually asking me, like on this show from the Score last week. I was doing the show in Chicago, and they were talking about him. Like, are they going to give up on this kid? And I was like, you know, I don't. I think they really like him, and I think that they're not going to give up on him. But he now tonight he's got a home run, which is a miracle. He's got 14 of them, but he's been so terrible this year. It's really unbelievable because he was such a rock star for them. Even when he came back from the knee or whatever, and he had a great playoffs out of nowhere, he just picked up the bat and started getting big hits. What is the real story behind what they think they're going to do with him?
That's a really tough one, and it's kind of a sad deal for everybody here because people just revered him. His heroics coming back from the knee injury last year. And he's such a star in the playoffs and the World Series. People just really liked him. You know, he's from Indiana, Indiana University. People like that about him.
Right.
They love the fact that he's left-handed and, the Cubs have always been looking at those big left-handed power hitters. And he hit that ball, that epic ball, the Schwarb ball up on top of the Budweiser sign, which they encased in glass. Plexiglass, I think it's still there. They took it down for a while, but I think they put it back. It just excited everybody so much. But he suddenly does not seem to be able to hit, at least not for average. When he hits the ball, he can still, it's gone. But his strikeouts are way up. His batting average, I'm looking at it right now, it's 178. And, strikeouts, he's got 78 strikeouts. And only, 42 hits. So, you just can't have a guy like that who's not good in the field. He's a liability as a catcher, which he played in college. He's a liability at first base. You certainly can't put him there for Anthony Rizzo. And out in the outfield, he's clearly a liability. So what you've sort of got is a fading designated hitter in the National League. And I know they don't want to give up on the guy, but, you can only stick with somebody so long at this moment. So, but right now, his trade value would not be very great, I don't think. It's just a sad deal all around. So everybody's hoping that he gets it back. He's back up from the minors. But you just don't want to lose games by having a guy out there and he gets four strikeouts, in a game. It's tough for Joe Maddon, too. It's a very tough deal.
Yeah, he is actually 5-for-15 with two homers since he came up from Iowa, and then he's had an extra base hit in four straight games, so maybe it's a positive sign. My last question about the Cubs is, Theo played the media basically and said, we're not trading anybody because this has to come from within, one of those cheesy deals, and it didn't come from within. He did deal for Quintana, and now I don't believe anything he says, so do you believe that he's after actually Sonny Gray?
I don't know. That was the other guy that's out there that everybody mentions. He's after another starting pitcher. He's been very open about that. Now, when that would happen, I don't know. And this is also being hopeful that Quintana pitches the way he has in the past, not the way he pitched for much of this year. You just never know. Pitchers can lose it. I mean, what happened to Jake Arrieta? Jake Arrieta he had a streak last year that was historic. It was epic. Nobody's ever had the scoreless and strikeouts. I can't even remember what all the stats were. It was just astounding, going back to the beginning of baseball. So not being able to hold on to what was your greatest moment, being able to perform at your peak, that's what really damages a baseball team. Last year, if you look at the Cubs, every single player had what was either his best season or what would have to be considered a very good season for him. Right now, I'm trying to think. Rizzo's doing okay. Bryant has been hurt. He doesn't have the numbers he had last year. He's not an all-star. I mean, nobody. Not one player. Kyle Hendricks has been hurt. John Lester, as I said, gave up 10 runs in one inning. I mean, you don't do grand slam. You don't do that ever. That just is mind-blowing to a person. Not good. I didn't see that game. I saw the highlights, and it made me wonder why he was still in there to do more damage to him, even though he's a veteran pitcher, and he'll probably shake it off. But, my God, that was terrible. And then, they missed Dexter Fowler. They miss him way more than anybody ever realized. They kind of took, everybody in this whole town took him for granted, their center fielder last year. And I tell you, they miss him. So they got to get it all together. But, yes, they will not do it from within. They can't, because they've been looking within. You remember at the start of the season, everybody thought, man, this is a team, never has there been a team poised to repeat as World Series champions. I mean, not in many, many years like the Cubs. And here they are under 500.
Yeah, it's crazy. Rick Tellender, Sun-Times Chicago on the bench on a pain-free Friday. So let's switch gears. I got four other things I want to talk to you about. And the first is the Butler deal. So you get you give up Jimmy Buckets. He goes back with his boy Tibbs. D-Wade says, I'm only here for the 24 mil. And then you get Zach LaVine coming off a knee blowout who can score 20 a game and is exciting. I think fans are going to like him if he can play like he's capable after the knee. And then I love the kid Markkanen, a big seven-footer that likes to pick and roll and pop from outside. It can actually shoot from downtown really well. But is everybody freaked out in Chicago by the deal to get rid of Butler, or did they see it coming or expect it, or had they already planned on it? Because now Wade is like on an island by himself. It smells like a disaster there at the United Center next year.
Bulls fans always come out. They have since Michael Jordan. It's a very unusual thing. They're almost like Cub fans. They just come. They come to the United Center. The year that the Bulls went 17-65, they had a sellout every game. And I think that was Tim Floyd. That was like 1998, 99. I mean, it's continued like that. So it won't be like just this empty stadium like you might see in Atlanta or someplace like that or Phoenix. It'll still be, you know, Bulls time. But people did freak out when Butler left, because you're thinking, okay, here's a young all-star. And, okay, so what do we got now? You know, we had Rajon Rondo. He's gone. Butler's gone. We got Dwayne Wade, who's, you know, 9,000 years old and getting $24 million. You know, it kind of reminds people of when Kevin Garnett was at the end. All these old players, when they're at the end of their career, they bounce around from team to team. I don't know if they do much good, but certainly not as leaders. You need them to be spot players. I just don't see Dwayne Wade playing, you know, 30 minutes a game or 28 minutes a game next year. I don't know. I could be wrong. He's been pretty resilient. But, yeah, there's all those questions that you brought up. LaVine, I mean, you know, we love dunking and flying around and all that stuff, but those knee injuries can stop everything cold. One thing that I always think about, though, is Russell Westbrook had a knee injury, you know, and he came back and obviously is as good as or better than he's ever been. So it's not a devastating thing anymore to have that knee surgery. But, you know, it's an unknown. And then you got Markkanen, who, you know, quite honestly, I watched him play a couple games in college, but, you know, he's there out, you know, in Arizona, and you don't see a lot of those games on TV. He, you know, he's tall. Hopefully he's not another Nico Mirotic. Mirotic could score 28 points in something one game, and then he'd have two the next. Very hard to depend on these 17 guys who shoot threes, you know?
Well, he can hit. This guy can – he can really – I'm telling you, I watched him play a million times. He can really, okay. He's already a pick and roll guy. He plays the pro pick and roll like no 7-footer in college from this crop. I think you're going to love him. I really do. Let me move on. I want to ask you about this since we're at the United Center. The Brandon Saad situation, you bring him back, like that Kane and Taves missed him so much that was the deal they wanted to bring the Blackhawks back to reality, which is getting swept by Nashville was the most embarrassing thing ever, and that's what they wanted was Brandon Saad back. Are you buying that's the answer to their problems?
They lost Marian Hossa at least for a year and possibly forever because of this skin issue he's got, which is just very strange. We still don't know exactly what it is, you know, if it's an autoimmune issue or if it's just like the severe dermatitis that some hockey players get from wearing that junk that they got to wear. It can inflame your skin to a terrible degree. But listen, if Kane and Taves, who are, you know, you can say they're in their prime, they might be a little, I don't know, little right at the top and maybe possibly on the downside. If they want something and they have a good reason for it, and they want Brandon Saad, then, you know, if I'm, you know, balling the GM, I'm going to listen to them. I would always listen to my stars. You don't listen when they want something irrational. But if they can say the reason that, you know, this guy has a sense that works on our team, works for us better than anybody else, well then, okay, do it. Is that the solution? I don't know. You brought up the Nashville, the Predators series, and that came out of nowhere. I mean, that blew everybody's mind. I mean, everybody in Chicago was just not ready for that or expected anything. You're thinking, Nashville? Are you kidding me? And people haven't paid attention, I guess. You know, Pecorino, you know, the goalie. I mean, the Hawks have played against this guy before, but they could barely score a goal. And all of a sudden it's like, holy smoke, what happened to our team? This is such an eye-opener, such a shocker for them. It's almost like the same shock we're getting with the Cubs coming out that World Series.
So, no doubt.
What do they got to do? Do it.
Let me ask you lastly. I got about 90 seconds, respectfully. What did you think when Northwestern gave Pat Fitzgerald a decade deal? Now, I think he's done a good job, but I'm a little leery to give anybody that long of anything unless grief for my bosses that I've been giving them for 34 years.
I actually like it. I think Pat is perfect for Northwestern. It keeps him, you know, they honor the contracts at Northwestern. The coaches do it, you know, and they did it for Chris Collins, too. Don't forget that. They signed him for, I don't know, 8-9 years, something like that, and he's a basketball coach.
Right.
Fitz, you know, if he's successful at Northwestern, all these places like Stanford will look at him, Notre Dame, all these big schools, you know, and Jim Phillips, the athletic director and president, actually, of athletics and intramurals, just wants this to be like a family thing. He wants all the good stuff that he got from Joe Pa at Penn State. And he wants this to be a thing. Collins is now getting recruits that they never got before already.
Right.
So if Fitz is here, I'm down with it.
Yeah, I think both of them are doing a hell of a job. It's just a super long commitment. I guess time will tell if it pays off. But they've never been better in football, and they've never made the NCAA tournament. They finally did that in basketball, so it's all looking good. Now all you have to do is worry about if this Trubisky kid will turn out. Next time I get you on, we'll talk about him maybe from Bears camp. Rick, have a great weekend. Fabulous as always having you. I love when you come on the bench. You're terrific. I always enjoy it. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. We'll catch up real soon. All right, keep doing your thing, brother.
Thanks, bud. Thanks for having me on the bench. See you.
I love Rick Tellender. He's great. Good stuff about Chicago tonight. Hope you enjoyed that in the Windy City. We need more of him on the mahogany, waxing up as much as possible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.